Digital LEDs pulse and flicker, finally resting on the number 24.
Previously on 24.
I would like you to appear on television and appeal to members of Islamic communities everywhere.
Majority of your cabinet feels that you're making a tragic mistake.
The man has murdered countless innocents, and you are putting your hopes for this country's safety on him.
They will come after you. I assure you of that.
We're talking about removing the President of the United States.
We are in the middle of a national crisis, and he is in over his head. He's brought this on himself. I need the President's itinerary, specifically in regards to Assad's televised address.
Why do you need this?
The less you know, the better.
Because of me, Fayed has devised the Kanam all the bloody suitcase nukes he wants.
You can't blame yourself.
When the next bomb goes off and thousands of more people die, everybody remember that I was the one that made it possible.
CTU found me. I needed to preoccupy them with a bomb to enable my escape.
The delivery system software
was programmed for 5 detonations
at 5 high-priority targets because of your carelessness.
We are now down to 3.
More than enough for our needs, Gradenko.
Our country lost the Cold War because it was afraid to use these weapons against the Americans. Today we will correct that mistake, and the Arabs will take all the blame.
Marilyn, it is vital that we find this man, Gradenko. If we retrace the route that you took that night, do you think that you would recognize the house?
Maybe.
What's going on with you and Jack?
He's looking for someone. He thinks I can help.
You mean Gradenko? What do you know about him?
I followed Graham to a house one night. He met with some Russians. Jack wants to take me over there to see if it can jog my memory.
Now, you're not going to take Jack to the house where Graham met the Russians. You're going to take him to a different address.
Now, you do this for me, and I promise you, you will see Josh again. If you don't, he dies.
Marilyn, is any of this familiar?
Yes, that's it. The pale blue house, all right?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Go, go! Bob! Everyone out!
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Jack, his pistol held at the ready, moves swiftly but cautiously towards the burning wreck of Milo's surveillance van. He peers into the flame-filled cab, then pulls out his phone and calls CTU.
Buchanan.
Bill, it's Jack.
What do you got?
We've been ambushed. The house that Marilyn led us to is wired with explosives. Half my team is down. I need you to send paramedics to 9407 Hendry Place. Bill, they knew we were coming.
You mean Gradenko?
Yeah, I think so. Right now, I'm trying to find Milo and Marilyn. I think they're being pursued by hostiles.
I'll have a team there in 10 minutes. I'll monitor local bandwidth, see what I can come up with.
Bill, hurry. We need to find them.
This way. This way, come on.
Milo and Marilyn run together through the streets.
Marilyn, come on, we gotta keep moving, understand? Come on, move, move!
He pulls her into the shelter of a doorway. The armed hit squad are now close on their trail.
Come on, this way.
Milo leads Marilyn behind a row of large bins in some kind of light industrial area. The hit squad arrive in the yard. The men fan out in search of Marilyn and Milo, who peers out from behind the bins. The lead terrorist makes a call. Josh sits in the hotel room watching TV.
The fallout has prevented emergency workers from coming within several miles of Ground Zero. The survivors are being treated at local...
Philip Bauer comes in from another room, picks up the ringing mobile, and casting a look towards Josh, withdraws into the hotel corridor to take the call and closes the door behind him.
Yeah.
We took out the CTU team.
So is my son dead?
Yes, sir.
Philip winces.
Right, well. Had to be done. You have Marilyn?
No, sir, not yet.
Why not yet?
She escaped with someone from CTU, but we're tracking them now.
Damn it, hacker.
We'll find her soon, sir. The man she's with doesn't look like a trained field agent.
Make sure you take her alive. I need her to find Gradenko so I can end this mess.
I understand, sir. I'll call you as soon as I have her.
Philip looks thoughtful as he closes his phone. 3:05. Hacker looks significantly towards the row of bins.
Hey!
A man with a machine gun comes across.
No way.
You sure?
Yeah. Man, listen to me. I'm gonna cover you. When I do, I want you to head back towards the alley. And I want you to run as fast and as far away from here as you can. You understand me?
Yeah.
Okay. Targets are right behind us. Behind those dumpsters. Remember, we need to take that woman alive. Just wait. Wait till I tell you.
The attackers move towards the bins.
Go!
Milo gives covering fire. Marilyn, however, is too panicked to make her escape. Milo gets shot in the arm.
Let's go, let's go! I told you to go!
Hacker arrives and grabs Marilyn.
Let's go! Wait!
He directs one of his men towards Milo.
Kill him.
Milo is dragged out and pushed up against the fence. Jack shoots.
Let her go!
Drop your weapon or I will kill her!
If you wanted to kill her, she'd be dead by now! Now drop your weapon or I will use mine! Do it!
Hacker complies. Jack barges him against the fence.
On your knees! Now! Hands on your head, interlace your fingers, turn around and face the fence! Milo! Let me see it!
The bullet went through and through. There's no arterial bleeding. You're gonna be okay. CTU will be here in a minute. Take this gun. Make sure he doesn't move.
Jack now grabs Marilyn by the throat.
That call you took. That was from Gudenko. You tipped him off. Now over half my team is dead!
Don't understand!
What don't I understand? The Gudenko knew we were coming!
Wasn't Gudenko on the boat? Those aren't his men!
If those weren't Gudenko's men, whose were they? Who sent them?
Your father!
What are you talking about?
It's true, Jack. I swear. Your father called me in the car.
My father?
He told me to lead you to that house. He said if I didn't, he said he killed Graham. And that if he had to, he would kill Josh. Oh, so. He has my son.
Jack has turned away and is blinking as he tries to process this latest piece of information.
Marilyn, you have the address to Rebecca's safe house. I need you to give it to me now.
I can't. Not until I have my son.
I will help you get Josh back, but I need that address now. Gudenko is our only chance of recovering the nuclear weapons. You saw what happened in Valencia earlier today. This is going to be worse. Please, just give me the address.
I recognize the house as we were driving. It's on Glasgow. 9421.
Don't move.
Jack makes a call.
Buchanan.
Bill, it's Jack. I've got the correct address for Gudenko's safe house, 9421 Glasgow.
Turner's team will be there any minute. You run point on this.
No, I want you to send me a smaller team to my location. I'm at an industrial park on Pine, just south of Oxford. Make sure the team brings me a vehicle with a full tactical kit. Then they're going to have to transfer Milo back to CTU. He's been shot, but he's not critical. I want you to divert the rest of the team to the address on Glasgow, have them initiate the attack. Get back to me as soon as you've got Gudenko in custody.
Jack, what's going on?
I'll explain everything later.
That's not good enough.
Bill, please. Just trust me. This is personal.
Jack!
How could I have been so stupid?
3:09. End of part one. Two, 3:14. At CTU, Chloe walks purposefully towards where Morris sits alone at his desk.
you finish the vectors?
No.
You know, if you're having trouble, I can help you.
I'm not having trouble, I'm just not finished. And I don't want this to turn into another conversation about whether or not I'm okay. I'm sorry, love.
It's all right, but if you can't talk to me, then you should talk to a staff psychologist or your sponsor.
I don't need a shrink. I don't want to talk to my sponsor. I'll be fine.
We just heard from Jack. Marilyn Bauer's safe, and she gave us Grudenko's location. Milo was shot during the operation, but he's going to be okay.
What happened?
He held off three armed hostiles until Jack could get there. What I understand, he's going to be up for a commendation. Morris, when Milo gets here, I want you to debrief him as soon as medical gives you the okay.
Yeah, I'll debrief him, and thanks for rubbing that salt in the wounds.
What are you talking about?
The nukes are armed because I'm a coward, and now you want me to listen to Milo talk about what a bloody hero he is. Coincidence?
It'll be taken care of. Thanks.
Taken care of?
We're coordinating the Grudenko operation from here. Attack teams are moving in on his location.
I'll be right there. Obviously, I pushed you back to work too soon. I'll have someone from district relieve you.
No, that would just make me feel worse. Look, I need a few minutes. I'll be fine. I'm going to take a walk.
I'll cover for you, but you need to be back here before we launch.
Yeah, I will.
Morris walks away. Chloe sits down at his screen. 3:15. Milo, his arm now bandaged, is led away from the scene. Jack talks to Hacker.
Give me the phone. We need to make the call.
Scramble caller has to be enabled.
Jack takes Hacker's phone and slots it into a cradle within a padded case of CTU surveillance wizardry. He turns and walks across the lot towards Marilyn.
Give us a second, please.
Does he know where Phillip's holding Josh?
No. I'm going to have to force my father's hand.
Meaning what?
He's going to call my father and tell him he's apprehended you, but that you won't give him Grudenko's location until he takes you to see your son.
What if Philip refuses?
Then you have to stay firm. Tell him it's not a negotiation, no matter what he threatens.
Jack, you're asking me to put Josh's life at risk.
Josh's life is at risk. Trust me, my father is not going to give away his location unless he thinks he has to.
Is that what this is about? Finding Philip? Josh is secondary?
My father will have Josh with him. Marilyn, I will do everything in my power to make sure your son is safe.
She nods towards Hacker.
How do you know he won't betray us?
He wants to live. Let's go.
Jack leads Marilyn across to where Hacker leans against the open rear hatch of an SUV. They eye each other uncomfortably as Jack busies himself with the electronic devices.
As biohazard and hazmat units make their way into the hot zone, authorities are turning family members away.
Philip turns off the TV. Josh looks up at him.
You know, Josh, your father was very proud of you. He used to tell me how blessed he felt. Knowing everything that he was working so hard to build would be left in such good hands.
Do we really have to talk about this right now, Grandpa?
No, of course not. He loved you very much.
3:17, Jack to Hacker.
Remember, I'll be able to hear both sides of this conversation. We're set. Dial.
Hacker complies. Philip Bauer takes the call.
Did you have her?
Yeah. But we took casualties. I'm on my own now.
Are you assembling another team to take out Grudenko?
Yeah, I am. She's refusing to tell me where Grudenko is until she sees her son.
They're on.
I did what you asked. Now, where's Josh?
Marilyn, look. I know you're frightened, but this doesn't have to end badly. If you help me find Grudenko, we can all survive this as a family.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just want my son.
I'm just saying, you made your deal with Graham. Now make a deal with me. With enough time, you and I and Josh can rebuild whatever is left of this family. After all, the legacy I'm trying to preserve will someday be his. We can do this. First, you have to tell me where Grudenko is.
Only after this man takes me to see my son.
Bringing you here will only complicate things, and I need Gradenko now. Tell me where he is.
No.
You may have misunderstood my offer as a sign of weakness, so let me make it perfectly clear. If you do not help me, I see no future for you or Josh. I will walk into the next room, and I will kill him. Right now.
Josh listens in.
Tell me, or Josh dies.
I will not tell you what you want to know until I have my son.
Give him back the phone.
She hands the phone back to Hacker and runs to Jack.
Yeah?
Bring her here to me at the Grandmont Hotel, room 2132.
We're on our way.
We got the address. You did great. Cuff him, put him in the back.
Hacker is pushed into the rear of the SUV. Jack leads Marilyn to the front seat. Josh walks through to where Philip stands.
Josh?
I'm just going to go downstairs to get a soda. Did you want anything?
Oh, thanks. Did you look in the minibar?
Yeah, but there really wasn't anything that I wanted.
Why don't you call room service?
Well, I just feel like getting out.
Philip smiles cadaverously at his grandson. Josh goes to the door.
Josh, don't even think about it.
Philip has drawn his gun. Tears prick Josh's eyes.
No one's life is worth the destruction of everything I've built. I'll step away from the door.
3:25. At CTU, Chloe works intently at Morris's screen. In the presidential bunker, Reed paces in the utility room. Lennox bustles in.
I was beginning to worry.
Meeting went long. There's a president's itinerary.
Oh, good. This will work.
So, when does all this happen?
Now. I need you to authorize clearance for someone to get inside the bunker. Once he's inside, he'll carry the ball.
Carry the ball? I mean, kill the president.
Sir, I would like to think that we are beyond the point of second-guessing ourselves. This president has endangered the lives of millions of people.
You do not need to tell me what the stakes are here. So who is this person we're putting inside?
He's a security specialist, private sector. But I've already put in a request for him to advise my group on civil response options. He has level 2 clearance. I just need you to upgrade him.
They will trace this thing right back to me.
No, you won't even be investigated. We have a cover.
Cover who?
Assad.
Assad? You're trying to make it look like he did this.
Sir, all you need to do is call in your authorization code. That's all the information you need on him.
Lennox answers his phone.
Yeah, Dan.
Mr. Lennox, the president's asked to see you.
Okay, tell the president I will be with him in a moment.
Sir, our man will be here within the hour. Call me when you're done with the president.
Lennox leaves, looking sick but still resolute. Reed scans the itinerary with evident satisfaction. President Palmer works in his office. Lennox knocks.
Oh, Tom, come in.
You asked to see me, sir?
Yes, I'd like to hear your thoughts about something.
My thoughts on what, sir?
Assad's speech. He's going live in less than 1 hour, and before I give him my thoughts, I wanted to hear yours. Is there a problem?
No, sir. It's just...
What?
I assumed you were no longer interested in my opinion, sir.
Tom, I still value your judgment. And if I've made you feel otherwise, I apologize.
All right, sir.
Lennox swallows hard and sits down next to Palmer. 3:28. In Gradenko's hideout.
How much longer?
I'm not sure. I have to recalculate the profile for 2 of the target cities.
Hurry. I don't want to be exposed like this any longer than necessary.
You think the authorities know we're working with Fayed?
If they don't, they will soon.
Morris walks into a store where the TV is playing.
I was in my kitchen when I saw the flash. I turned to look out my window. Just exploded. windows. There was glass everywhere. And then there was this sound. It was so loud.
Oh, man.
I never heard it.
Hell of a day, huh?
Yeah, you could say that.
Can I get you anything else?
No. Yeah. Whiskey. Pint. Single malt.
What kind?
What kind?
This?
Yeah. And these.
Okay.
Morris grabs a tin of mints and hands over notes.
What, are you changed?
Keep it.
The storekeeper gapes. Morris walks out onto the sidewalk. Cradling the bottle in his hands, he walks down a side alley. Stopping by the bins, he unscrews the bottle cap and proceeds to pour most of the whiskey down his throat. He then sticks his fingers down his throat and bends over to vomit. Chloe works at her desk. She opens a mobile and dials. Morris, grimacing painfully, looks at the caller ID on his phone. Chloe waits.
I'm on my way.
From where?
I told you. I went out for a walk.
The tech team is about to move in on Gordenko. I need you at your station.
I'm on my way.
Morris.
Morris, his face contorted in misery and distress, stumbles away, reaching for his tin of peppermints and putting one in his mouth. In an underground car park, a black SUV moves at speed. 3:30, Jack corners and then parks up.
Come with me.
Marilyn obeys, getting out of the passenger side and following Jack around to the rear of the vehicle, where Jack fetches out a bulletproof vest and hands it to her.
I want you to put this on. Under your clothes, it's just a precaution.
Jack moves to one side and faces away discreetly while Marilyn undresses to her slip. She casts a sidelong look at Jack and then slips the vest over her head. Jack returns to assist her as she does up the Velcro side straps. Hacker sits in the rear of the SUV. Marilyn gives Jack a long look, seemingly suffused with warmth and admiration. Jack fondly strokes a strand of hair away from Marilyn's forehead.
You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Jack closes the rear hatch and marches around to fetch Hacker out of the back seat.
Get out. You do exactly what I tell you, you understand me? Let's go.
Jack leads Hacker away and, followed by Marilyn, heads for the doorway to the stairs and lifts. 3:32, end of part two. '56, at CTU, Morris walks along a corridor. He notices Milo sitting in the medical facility. Morris thinks hard, and then crosses to the glass doors into medical.
Hey, Milo.
Hey.
How are you holding up?
I'm gonna be okay.
Milo winces with the pain. Morris notices his bloodstained shirt.
So what happened?
You're stupid. They don't pay me to be a field agent.
Well, maybe they should because you protected Marilyn Bow, that's what I heard.
I had no idea what I was doing. The thing just happened so fast.
You don't have to downplay it to make me feel better. You don't have to do that.
Okay. Hey. You okay?
Yeah. Well done.
Thanks.
Milo watches Morris curiously. In the president's office.
I'm gonna push aside to make these changes. Your suggestions are all excellent, Tom.
Just doing my job, Mr. President.
I'd like you to be there when he delivers this.
I will be, sir. If you'll excuse me, I have a briefing with Senator Benson.
Of course, Tom.
Tom Lennox exits hurriedly. The president presses his intercom.
Melinda, I have some notes that need to be taken to Hassan.
Yes, Mr. President. I'll be right in.
Reed waits impatiently, looking at his watch outside the utility room. Lennox appears.
What did the president want?
He asked me to review Assad's speech,
which you'll never get the chance to deliver. Listen, sir, you need to authorize that clearance. Our man will be here any minute.
It's in the works. It's just taking a while to complete the authorization.
All right, well, we need it before he's here.
I will call security again. I will phone you back if there's any problem. Meanwhile, go meet with him.
All right.
Reed exits. Lennox gets out his phone.
This is Tom Lennox. I need to speak to the ranking Secret Service agent on site.
Yes, sir. Agent Hollister.
Agent Hollister, this is Tom Lennox. I need to see you immediately.
Yes, sir. I can meet you as soon as I get someone to man my position. It should be in about 15 minutes.
No, that's not soon enough. I've got something to show you. Where are you right now?
The wing, room 17.
I'm on my way.
Lennox makes to go, but is coshed to the ground by Reed.
Carson wondered if you were playing us. He said that he didn't want to bring you into this, but I defended you. I said that we could trust you. I told him that you understood.
Nothing justifies the killing of a president.
This president is giving us no choice.
Don't do this.
It's already done.
Having viciously coshed Lennox again with his heavy torch, Reed rifles through Lennox's pockets and takes out a security pass card. He pulls out his phone.
Yes, this is Reed Pollock. I have a message for Agent Hollister for Mr. Lennox.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, could you please tell him that the issue has been resolved and that Mr. Lennox won't need to meet with him?
I'll tell him.
Okay, thanks.
Lennox lies unconscious on the floor. Morris walks casually into the CTU meeting room.
We just confirmed Marilyn Bauer's intel. The Glasgow house is owned by a Russian shell corporation that Grudenko has a hidden interest in.
Is Turner's team in place?
Let me know when they're ready to go.
Lower your locked satellite and establish a comm link. Nadia.
Where were you? I told you not to take too long.
Sorry.
Comm unit's operational, but the backup module needs to be reset.
You better go do it now. The operation starts in 2 minutes.
Come with me.
Morris removes his earpiece, shuts his laptop, and follows Chloe out of the meeting room. Nadia and Bill watch the pair leave. Outside in the corridor, Chloe rounds on Morris.
Do you realize after everything we've been through what a betrayal this is?
I was a little late.
Morris, I can smell it on your breath.
Yes, I took a drink, but I spat it out straight away.
Please.
I swear. Chloe, look at me. Look at me. I am stone cold sober.
You're losing control. You're placing other people's lives in danger. I'm gonna have to tell Buchanan.
After everything that has happened, something had to give. The important thing is that I realized I didn't want to throw everything away, especially you, especially you. And I stopped myself. And that is a little victory. Right. I swear it'll never happen again. Please don't tell Buchanan, because you're right. Me getting back to work is the best medicine.
I'll be watching you for the rest of the shift.
Fine.
Call your sponsor.
I will.
3:42. Chloe returns to the meeting room. Morris follows, and they both resume their places.
Turner's team has taken final positions.
Chloe, open the video link. Hal, what's your status?
No sign of a lookout. Windows are covered, but we're good to go.
Commence at your discretion.
Ryan, is your team ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going in on 3, 2, 1.
A huge TAC team close in on Grudenko's hideout.
Come.
Sweep all clear, sir.
Roger that. Mr. Buchanan, there's no sign of Gridenko or anyone.
All right, Hal, as soon as you've completed a full sweep, process the place for evidence.
Yes, sir.
Chloe, text Jack's cell phone. Tell him we don't have Gridenko.
Chloe and Morris look grave. 3:43, Jack leads Hacker and Marilyn up a flight of stairs.
Open it. Hold up here.
Jack picks up Chloe's text about Gridenko's escape.
What's wrong?
There's nothing. Don't even think about trying to warn my father. Once he sees that you brought me here, he's more likely to shoot you than I am. You understand me?
Yeah.
Both of you go up to the door. You knock. When he lets you in, I'll follow. Let's go.
They move along the hotel corridor. Jack spots an open door.
Marilyn, get back. Open the door. Now, go.
Jack, holding Hacker in front of him and holding his pistol at the ready, moves into the now seemingly vacated hotel room. Leaving Marilyn alone in the main room, Jack does a sweep of the entire suite.
Where the hell is my father?
Don't know. I swear.
Where's Josh?
Really, just stay calm. Put these on. Answer it.
Put it on speaker.
Hello?
Hello, Marilyn. Jack, even when you were young, I learned never to underestimate you. I didn't want to hurt Josh. He forced my hand. Take a look out the window. The adjacent roof.
They move to the window, from where they can see Philip across the way, standing on a roof with a gun to Josh's head.
Oh, Philip, please don't!
Dad, you only have one play left here. That's to try and cut a deal with the government. Explain your connection to the nuke, tell them you'll try and help them in exchange for immunity. Right now, that is your only option. You pull that trigger, and that option is gone. You understand me? Gone!
I'm no fool, Jack. They're never going to give me immunity after everything I've done.
You don't know that. You don't know that for sure. Right now, they are desperate. But either way, for you, this is over.
Dad, it's over.
There is no empire to protect. There's no legacy left. There is Marilyn, Josh, and me. That's it. Please, Dad. I know you don't want to hurt Josh. I'm the one you want. You let Josh go, I will surrender.
Come alone, unarmed, and I'll let Josh go. But if you bring anyone else into this, I will kill him.
I understand.
Jack punches Hacker out cold for no apparent reason. He picks up a mobile.
Field up.
This is Jack Bauer. I need you to send a team over to the Grandmont Hotel to pick up a hostel. He's been secured. He's in room 2132.
Right away.
Jack.
So we choose.
3:46. End of part three. Part 4, 3:51. At CTU, Chloe works at her desk. Milo approaches, nursing his bandaged arm, and speaks to her.
Hey, I need to talk to you.
About what?
Morris.
Not here.
He came and saw me in the infirmary.
Look, I know he's been a little shaky.
Has he been drinking?
You smelled it on his breath?
Yeah.
I did too. I already talked to him about it. He didn't metabolize the alcohol.
Didn't metabolize the alcohol?
I know it sounds weird, but it's true. He took a drink and he spit it back out.
How do you know?
Because he told me.
And you believe him?
I don't have to believe him. I was married to him. If he was drunk, I would know. He's not drunk. He's been sober for 3 years.
Milo shakes his head as if skeptical.
I didn't know he was an alcoholic.
Now you know.
And you don't think Buchanan should know about this?
No. If he slips up again, I will personally tell Buchanan. Just leave it for now.
Okay.
3:52, Jack to Marilyn.
Okay, I want you to wait here for Josh.
Do you think your father will keep his word?
long as I keep mine. You know how to use this?
No.
Point and shoot.
Once I get Josh, do you want me to call CTU and tell them to send help?
No. I need to take care of this myself.
Jack. Thank you.
She strokes his cheek and they share a look.
Everything's gonna be all right. Just wait here.
Jack climbs the final flight of stairs and stands by the service door leading out onto the roof. He pauses, looking back down at Marilyn, who clutches his gun and nods to him encouragingly. He opens the door.
I'm unarmed!
Jack walks out onto the roof, his hands in the air. He crosses to another door up a few steps and opens it. He then pulls back his jacket to show he has no weapons and walks up the steps into a large, spartan space dotted around with heating pipes and ductwork.
Dad! I'm unarmed! Come out, I am unarmed!
That's close enough.
Philip Bauer emerges from the shadows at the rear of the space, holding Josh in front of him and his gun drawn.
Turn around.
Jack complies.
Now show me that you're not wearing an ankle holster.
Jack kneels slowly and pulls up first one trouser leg and then the other.
Take one step toward me for every step Josh takes away. Josh. Slowly.
Josh slows his pace and walks towards Jack, who approaches from the other direction, grim-faced. Jack shields Josh with his body as the boy runs off and out of the door. Jack continues walking towards his father.
That's it.
Oh, Josh! Oh, God. Are you okay? Are you okay? Let's go! Go!
Marilyn and Josh flee. Philip Bauer moves slowly towards Jack, his gaunt face bearing an expression of long-suffering sadness.
I never meant for this to happen, Jack. I didn't have a choice. I don't know how exactly, but Grudenko found out about my role in David Palmer's assassination. So he blackmailed me, forced me to cooperate.
So it was Grudenko who had you divert some of the bombs the company was responsible for destroying.
He's a radical nationalist. Told me that he wanted to preserve some of the arsenal for the day when the Soviet Union would be reestablished. I believed him because I had to.
When did you find out he sold the bombs to Fayette?
Not until one of the bombs was detonated in Valencia.
That's the truth?
Absolutely. I've been looking for Grudenko ever since, so that I could find out what he knew about Fayette and stop all this. I'm a patriot, Jack. I never wanted any harm to come to this country.
You want to lie to yourself, you go ahead, but stop lying to me! You let all of this happen just so you could cover up what you did!
You have all the smarts that Graham never had. You'd have handled Grudenko before this all got out of control. You know, none of this would have happened if you hadn't turned your back on me. So that you could become... what? Civil servant? So, your people will use Grudenko to find this terrorist, and the truth will come out about all I've done.
We never got Grudenko.
Then all of this was for nothing. On your knees.
Jack kneels down.
It didn't have to end like this, Jack.
Philip points the gun at Jack's head.
You could have had it all.
I want you to know. I never wanted you to feel like I had turned my back on you.
that I had turned my back on the family. I just had to go my own way. Do things for myself. I was never good enough for you. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm ready.
Jack closes his eyes.
What are you waiting for? Do it! Damn you!
Jack spins around to discover that his father has disappeared. He runs out through the doorway onto the roof. He peers down to the street and then notices a personal organizer sitting on the parapet. Jack picks it up and looks at the screen, which reads, Jack, call 310-597-3781. Jack looks all round as he walks back towards the staircase. President Palmer reads his notes. Tom Lennox lies gagged and cuffed on the floor. Reed Pollock slips out from the utility room. Jack dials on his phone.
Yes.
My name is Jack Bauer. Who am I talking to?
You must have exhausted all your options to find Gradenko.
Who is this?
The speaker is bearded, but nonetheless familiar.
It's Charles Logan, Jack.
I might be able to help you, but we need to talk face to face.
Where are you?
I'm near the airport.
Good. You're local. CTU knows where I am. Come and see me, Jack. As soon as possible. And come alone. I'm looking forward to it.
4 p.m. The end.
How am I supposed to stop my heart racing after that? A lot of research goes into each episode of 24, so if you're slightly cynical about Jack's tricks, head to sky1.co.uk/24. Next tonight, Alanis Morissette is clearly not blinded by love. She carts her girlfriend off to see the surgeons in brand new Nip Tuck.